What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. I'm your host, Gabby, and our last episode was all about fashion, featuring Jasmine in NYC from TikTok. We talked all about Ariana Grande's stylist that she's worked with, some of her iconic fashion moments. And this week, I have another really exciting guest. It's Patty Pop Culture, who you may know from TikTok. I've had so many amazing TikTok guests, but it was extremely exciting for me to talk to Patty. He recently hit 1 million followers on TikTok. I'm sure you've seen his videos, and you guys will definitely enjoy the interview that I had with him. And as always, just a reminder to make sure you're subscribed or following wherever you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Please leave me a 5-star review if you're listening on Apple, if you have an iPhone. And follow the podcast on social media at Ariana Podcast everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. I'm everywhere. I pretty much follow back everyone on Instagram and Twitter. And I love meeting all you guys on TikTok. I go live sometimes, so it's super fun. And let's get into some Ariana Grande news before we get into the interview. So some of the biggest news of this past week is that Ariana partnered with BetterHelp. So BetterHelp is an online therapy service. Part of their goal is to make therapy more accessible. And she partnered with them to give away $1 million in free therapy. And then over the course of the last week, it kept going up to like 2 million, 3 million. I'm pretty sure now it's at 3 million in free therapy. And when I saw this, I think it just makes a lot of sense. With Ariana has always been, you know, really open about mental health. She's shared her journey with her brain scans of the PTSD that she's experienced. She's talked about how therapy has saved her life. And I think that it makes a lot of sense as a partnership. Like, it's just very organic, it seems like. There was some mixed sentiment about BetterHelp. Like, part of it is, you know, it's online. It's making therapy more accessible. And so it's not always the most, it's not like maybe the best type of therapy, doing everything online. So some people think it's a little bit sketchy that she's working with them. I think that, you know, not everyone can afford therapy. So a lot of times these online therapy services are really helpful for people who don't live in a big city where like therapy is more common and more accessible. So overall, I think it's a good thing. I don't know a ton about BetterHelp, but I think it just shows what Ariana really cares about. And then some news came out today. Ariana posted that there will be another Vivo performance. She said, "Which song do you think is next at Vivo?" So that's very exciting. We saw the POV performance. It was amazing. And I'm very excited. I really hope it's Off the Table or Safety Net. I think that would be really fun to get some collabs going, and that's what I'm looking forward to. And then the last piece of news I'll get into is a little more controversial. So I guess Ariana is in a little bit of a scandal right now. Nothing major. It's not really being covered by the press, but basically Ariana's under a little bit of fire right now for this video she posted of her and her friends in an escape room. And I guess part of this escape room is that you have to summon a demon, like, to get out of the room. I've never done an escape room, so I'm not super familiar. But basically this video that Ariana posted on her Instagram, and the caption was just like, "Mood, like my favorite video ever." And it was a repost from Dalton's Instagram. And it's like a surveillance video of like them in the escape room. And basically it's Ariana in the center of the circle and she's kind of like singing. And then it's like Dalton, I think Doug Middlebrook is one of them, and another friend, they're like circling around her. One of them is in like a Native American style headdress, and that they were like drumming and circling around her. And some of this was received online as her like mocking Native American culture, like mocking a ritual, or just like playing into stereotypes. And so there's a lot of conversation online just about how Ariana, whether or not she was mocking them. There's some people in the Native American community who were very offended by it, especially by the fact that no one was talking about it. And basically, then there's the other side of things, and a lot of fans were defending her. They're just like, it's just an escape room. She had to do it to escape the room. And kind of were worried that she's trying to get canceled. People were trying to cancel Ariana. So I see both sides. I always try to like be very even keeled on the podcast. I definitely see both arguments, but overall my take is just kind of that I always try to side with like people who are saying that like this is really offensive to like me and my culture. And so that's sort of how I take it. And, you know, I have criticized Ariana on the podcast before. She has had issues with cultural appropriation of Black culture. She has had, I've talked on my TikTok about ways that she is engaged in Japanese culture that haven't been received in a great way. So I think that I just want to make a point that on this podcast, like, I love Ariana, but I'm not worshiping her all the time. And if something is in the news, I feel like it's my responsibility to cover it. And if someone's talking about something, I always want to make sure that I'm explaining kind of both sides of the situation, like what people are saying. And so I am definitely in solidarity with Indigenous community, Native American community who were really offended by this. I think it's horrible. And especially, I think it's frustrating to me that this wasn't really covered in the mainstream media and it was more just fans talking about it when I can see how it was taken in a very offensive way. So obviously, I still love Ariana and I think everyone can have their own boundaries and their decision to support or not support a celebrity. I also think it's important to say that a lot of times Ariana's fans are critical of her. Even some of her biggest fans who love her, will die for her, are still open to being like, I didn't like this, I don't support this. I think people can set their own boundaries. And this came up also recently with Palestine and Israel. There were a lot of fans who wanted Ariana to say something about what was going on there. She never spoke on it. I think similarly with this situation, she might never apologize for this. I think these celebrities have big PR machines behind them and who don't want to make it a bigger deal than it is. And I think with this case, you know, definitely don't think Ariana meant any harm. And it was just kind of a thing she didn't even think about, but it ended up being received as offensive. And I think with some celebrities, I think it is important to just kind of make a quick apology and then like explain it wasn't your intention. But sometimes these things kind of get bigger and explode when you don't say anything. But then also sometimes if you apologize, it can also become a bigger thing. So I'm not a PR expert, so I don't know. But it's interesting that I think no celebrity is above criticism. So that's kind of where I stand on it. And on this episode with Patty, we do talk a little bit about Ariana and her scandals of the past. This was recorded before this started coming out last week. So we don't talk about this in the interview. So I just want to caveat that. But I really hope you enjoy my conversation with Patty. It was so fun talking to him. And yeah, let's get into the interview. Okay, so today I'm joined by TikTok sensation, Patty Pop Culture. You may know him. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm Patty. What's up?
Thank you so much for joining me today. So since this is an Ariana Grande podcast, we normally start with just, what are your thoughts on Ariana? Are you a fan?
Ariana is my life. She's my everything. No pun intended. She's the reason I started TikTok. I literally was an Ariana Grande account.
Oh, really?
Before I was just a general pop culture account. So I love Ariana Grande.
Wow, that's so interesting. I've had other TikTokers on the podcast and so many of them say that like their first viral video was about Ariana, which is so funny. Sorry, my eye's watering. I'm not crying.
Oh, no, it's okay. I get emotional talking about her too.
I love that. So what are some of like your favorite Ariana songs?
So I really cannot choose like one favorite, but just like the ones that I listen to, just like I always go back to. For some reason, like I really, really still love the singles off of My Everything, just because that's just like when I fell in love with her. That's yeah. like when I became an Ariana Grande fan. So I still will listen to Problem and Break Free. Mm-hmm. I love those. I really love No Tears Left to Cry and God is a Woman. And then maybe like
why am I
POV.
Like crying right now?
Yeah, I'm just like seeing that. The tear falling down your eye and I'm just like
okay, wait, I'm gonna go wipe my eye 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Sorry about that. That has never happened to me on a podcast.
No problem. I liked it. Okay. It was funny.
I was literally just I had a tear rolling down my face on this session. Okay. So you're saying you love No Tears Left to Cry?
Yeah. Love No Tears Left to Cry. I love God is a Woman, and like POV obviously is like my current fave. How about you?
Love that. I also am loving POV right now because of the recent performance, but yes. And I'm obsessed with I Don't Do Drugs right now, which just came out this last weekend.
Yeah, her verse is really, really good.
Yeah, it's probably like my favorite song right now of the moment. Ooh. But in general, I love her ballads. I love Moonlight. I love Obvious on Positions. That's one of my all-time favorites now.
Yeah, Obvious is really, really good.
Tattooed Heart, Only One, all the ballads.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All bops. Wait, can I ask how old you are? I have no idea how old you are.
Yeah, I'm 25. How old are you?
You're 25?
He's gasping. His jaw is on the floor. How old are you?
I thought you were like 16.
You thought I was 16?
Yes. Oh my God.
Is that what you always thought seeing me on TikTok? Because we follow
each other. Yes, I thought.
You always thought I was 16.
Yes.
I am. And also, it's funny because when this started, when we first got on, I was saying how I'm at my parents' house, but I'm just visiting. I don't live here.
Okay, nice.
Which probably explains. Oh, how old are
you? No, I just thought you like lived there because I thought you were 16. I'm 20.
Okay. So I'm old. Yeah. I'm older than you. Okay. Yeah, I'm a little old for TikTok now, I guess. I guess I've officially...
You look very young, too.
Thank you.
You have a very young face.
Thank you. Hopefully it lasts. And I can, yeah. I feel like now I'm like international super spy on TikTok. It's like I'm a fake teen on TikTok.
Oh my God. Yeah. International.
That's how I feel right now.
Super spy. Yeah.
Okay. Back to the matter at hand. One thing I really want to talk to you about, Patty, is you love a scandal. And one of your biggest TikTok series is about Ariana's scandals. So, mm-hmm. or not just Ariana's, anyone's scandals. You love mugshots, celebrity mugshots. Ariana does not have a mugshot yet.
Not yet.
But I want to get into some of them.
Okay.
So we're just going to just dive right in. It'll get a little juicy. So you have had her number one scandal was her breaking off her engagement.
Yes. That was a little bit of a controversial choice in the comments. Mm. But I thought that was my second or third video I made for Biggest Scandal. And at that point, I didn't feel like I secured my spot on TikTok yet. So I really had to do something unexpected and really, really entertaining and juicy. And I was like, everyone's expecting me to do the donut thing. We've all heard it. It's not a real scandal, in my opinion. Yes, she said, I hate America. But, you know, that's definitely not her biggest, like, moment. I was like, her biggest... moment in the press that like really changed her career and public perception of her was the whole breakup with Mac, get back together, he dies, you know, Pete, all of that, because everyone like blamed her, like her name was kind of being dragged through the mud for a second. So
that's so true, and it's interesting because it still comes up, like as soon as she got engaged to Dalton in December, it was like so many people were texting me because they know that I'm an Ariana fan being like, is it gonna last? Like people were already like judging the engagement because they just assumed she would break it off again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, they definitely assume that. And plus how much she still will sing about Mac in her music. I feel like it's still something that people are like Like, did she break it off too soon with Mac? There's always like their unfinished business. So.
Yeah. And so then you mentioned the donut scandal, so that is another one, which I feel like I would say that was the biggest scandal of her career, even though I agree with you, it was kind of like bullshit. But I feel like, and it's funny because you can still watch on YouTube some of like Fox News commentary on it of people being like, she's a girl from Florida saying she hates America. Like, how dare she do that? But I feel like that was everywhere at that time, and it was also so pre-cancel culture. But she still had to do numerous apologies for it, which she didn't have to apologize for breaking off an engagement.
Yeah, it was kind of wild how much like mainstream news coverage was covering Ariana licking that donut. Like, that was wild. So maybe you are right. Maybe I should have done the donut thing, but I don't know. The biggest scandal series can always make a return.
Love that. And then your another scandal. I'm just going through them. Okay, the
Oh,
next
go for
one
them.
is her spray tan, which I don't know if I've ever fully discussed on the podcast, but it's probably one of the most persistent scandals or like consistent like jab that people throw at her. I
So,
think that it's a bit of, I'm interested in your take, but in the fan community, it's controversial because some of her fans defend her, saying obviously the immediate defense is always she's Italian, she's naturally tan. There's also some tweets from the Victorious era that she says that on when she was Kat Valentine, she was forced to wear foundation lighter than her skin tone.
I never heard
So
that. Oh, wow.
yeah, and you can see in some of the photos of her as Kat Valentine that her body is a little darker than her face.
Ooh.
So some people think that like Nickelodeon was trying to make her more white, which is scandalous in itself. But Ariana continues to still be tan. I think my take on it is I think that she's a little extreme with it for red carpets and events, which obviously is when like most people are seeing photos of her. But definitely, I remember especially when she used to be on red carpets with Pete, she would be so orange and he would be so pale. But what is your take on the spray tan?
My take on the spray tan is it's, I don't know, it's a bit confusing. Her skin tone does change, pretty often. But I think if she wants a spray tan, she can get a spray tan. All of the memes that she's in where they're like, Ariana is blackfishing, they're editing the photo to make it look darker than it is. It's a complete edit, a total edit. And though you like know which photo I'm talking about, she's at the AMAs to 2016, the bra and the long white pants. That was behind like a white, like a pasty white background. So she's gonna look more tan than she is. I don't think Ariana has ever blackfished, but I think maybe the tan, Ariana's smart. It's I'm surprised she would get a tan that dark, but do I think she ever did anything that wrong? No. But also her skin is lighter nowadays. Her skin at her wedding was very light. So I was like, she definitely backed off.
That is interesting, yeah. Okay, next scandal. Her being a diva.
That is a good scandal. That was a really powerful scandal, like at the beginning of her career.
Yes, I feel like 2014-ish, Bang
Yeah.
Bang era.
Honestly, just so like not true at all. I think maybe she would voice opinions and be a strong and confident woman. And since she was people, I feel like people could tell back then that she was gonna go places and she was like so talented and like they saw her potential. So they were like, they were already doing that thing where people like love to build people up and just take them down. They were just finding a reason to call her a diva. And plus, everyone was comparing her to Mariah, so they just like put that together. But I think it was so stupid. She's not a diva. She's never been carried by her background dancers. She was carried off of the set of Love Me Harder because she was laying down in a pool. And she'll be carried by her dancers for fun for like twice. So,
Yeah, I
not a diva.
agree. The diva thing, I'm over it. I mean, it's sometimes it's fun to like gossip about or like think like, oh my God, like the celebrity isn't really who they say they are. Like there's something kind of like juicy about that, but for women celebrities, I'm just like over it. Like they should all be divas if they want to be.
Yes, I like The Man by Taylor Swift.
Yes,
I
so
can't think
true.
of the lyric, but I know she says something about like, if I say something, I'm a bitch, but if you say something,
Yeah.
you're like a baller. So yeah, it's like that. Like everyone should be a diva. I'm a diva. Like you're a diva. Like everyone should be a diva. A
100%.
diva is a female version of a hustler. That's what
Yes. Yes.
Beyoncé
Word to Beyonce, word to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we're just, I never shut up with the references, so.
I love it. Okay. Wouldn't shake their heads and question how much of this I deserve. What I was wearing, if I was rude, could I be separated from my good ideas and power moves? Last one, which may be one of the most juicy, and I also don't think I've ever talked about this on the podcast. The scandal that Big Sean cheated on Naya Rivera, rest in peace, with Ariana, and then Ariana and Big Sean dated after that.
It seems as though Naya Rivera did imply that that happened,
Yes,
but
so that is what I've never talked about. She wrote a memoir or an article
yeah,
where she
she
says,
it
like,
was in her book, yeah.
okay, yeah.
She said she like came home one day and Big Sean was hanging out with someone in a high pony that we all know or something. She made it very obvious that she was alluding to Ariana Grande and then they dated, but I feel like people took that excerpt from the book and kind of pointed it towards Big Sean because Naya was already talking about how their relationship was kind of like on the outs and that Ariana didn't know. So I feel like, yeah, I feel like obviously Ariana wouldn't do that. Not our Ariana. She wouldn't do that. Do you think
Okay.
that? Do you think that she did that?
I
Like, do you
feel
think
like
she
it's
knowingly did it?
a little blurry for me. I mean, well, first of all, they were making multiple songs together at this time. So they
That's
could have been
true.
hanging out as collaborators.
Naya Rivera was doing research about Ariana at that time.
Yes,
She
that's the song.
said this hair off in the sink didn't come from me.
Yeah, so that is true. So around that time, like 2013 to 2015, Ariana and Big Sean came out with three songs together. So, and around the time they were dating. I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I mean, a lot of Ariana's early songs, like One Last Time, is about like making mistakes. And so sometimes I wonder, like, I don't know, maybe this could have happened. No one is above. I feel like no celebrity is above like potentially being involved in like
That's
cheating.
true. She was
I
like
just
20
feel
then too. She was
right.
super, super young.
But I don't know. I've also just heard other rumors like about just like scandalous things about Ariana's dating past, when she was younger,
Oh, are you talking
potentially.
with like is his name like Jay Brooks or
Yes,
something?
Jai Brooks.
Jai Brooks, yeah. Those
Yeah.
rumors.
Yeah. So questionable. But
Yeah.
I think obviously she's reformed. She's a married woman now. So.
True. You, oh my God, you said she's reformed. That's great. She's reformed. She went to a school and got reformed. And now she's
But
a
no, I,
married woman.
either way though, it's Big Sean's fault. So
Yeah, we're
Ariana can do
blaming
whatever she
Big
wants.
Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
I swear she like this piece of hair off in the sink ain't come from me first.
I swear. So the next thing I want to get into is go back a little bit more to music. So another one of my favorite series that you do on TikTok is your favorite genres of music.
Oh, thank you.
And
Thank you.
Ariana fits into a lot of these categories, so I'm just going to run them off. So your
Yes.
first one is capitalistic anthems.
Yes, capitalistic anthems.
Yes, so this is the one about, and for those who don't know, these are genres of music that are not necessarily real. You can just explain them,
Yeah.
Patty.
genres of music that are not real genres of music, however, subgenres and topics that songs are about that I am immediately drawn to.
Love that. So, capitalistic anthems, we would say Seven Rings.
Seven Rings. I don't know if Ariana has any more.
That's the main one, and it's a big one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very strong one.
Yeah. Then you have songs about being a woman, which we have
Very
God is a
good.
Woman, we have Dangerous Woman,
Yes.
classics.
Yes.
So you have then you have musical numbers by Blonde Bitches, which
Yes,
I
musical
don't
number
think,
by Blonde Bitches.
which I love. I don't think Ariana fits into this at all, but she has the potential that one day she could do this, so that's why I'm mentioning
Yeah, she was in
it.
Hairspray, but she wasn't like the,
Right,
bitch
she
in
wasn't
that movie,
Amber in
so yeah.
Hairspray.
If only.
Then you have songs about working work. So I would say for this one, Monopoly, work so fucking much,
Yes,
need a 2020
Monopoly.
twin.
Yes.
Then you have featuring Nicki Minaj.
Oh, of course. Some of Ariana's biggest hits are with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, it's an iconic duo. And then you have strip club anthems. I don't think Ariana fits into this one.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And then,
Don't think
okay.
so.
Then, songs about being stronger. And for this one, you said Break Free.
Break free. Stronger
So
than
good.
a man. Yeah.
Okay, then you had songs about, I'm gonna say redacted.
Oh,
female.
yeah. I was like, a song is about what?
And songs about coochies is what you said in your video.
Talks about coochie.
So for this one, honestly, a lot now that we
A
have
lot.
permissions.
A lot. Yeah.
Nasty, we have God is a Woman is one that you mentioned. 34-35, I guess. So
Yeah, I
many
don't know if she has
now.
any.
The whole Positions
Yeah,
album.
a lot. Yeah, she loves that word. She loves singing about that.
Okay, then you have gay anthems, which is an interesting one. I feel like when Ariana performs Break Free, normally she does, if it's during like Pride Month or sometimes even not, she'll make it like rainbow themed. So I think sometimes she likes to fit Break Free as a gay anthem.
Yeah,
Would you say
she
there's
even
other
said
songs?
the what?
Would you say there's other songs that fit into gay
Oh
anthems for
yeah,
her?
for sure. I don't know. I keep because my Instagram like popular page or for like whatever is always like Ariana fan stuff, and I always see a part where she maybe or maybe didn't. I never like verified it. If she did an interview where she said the second verse in "No Tears Left to Cry" is dedicated to the gay community, where she says they point out the colors in you. I see them too, and boy, I like them. And then she says, "We're too fly to partake in this hate." Like people think that that's like gay pride. Like no hate. Like people think that that's one. I don't know if there's any more. Definitely no tears. Definitely break free for sure. In an interview, Ariana was like, although like she was implying that although it's not like I'm not singing about gay people. Like I was really hoping the gay community would like latch on to that one. So.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I could see that because a lot of the promo for No Tears Left to Cry was some rainbow stuff in there too.
Yeah, true.
Okay, cool. And then the last one was Ariana Grande, all female collaborations.
Hell yeah. No,
So,
but you
what are
have
some of
to
your
admit,
favorite ones?
she's like the best at all female collabs. Like the best. My favorites. Oh God, there's so many, but I feel like definitely Side to Side is one of my favorites. Definitely Problem with Iggy, just because like it's Iggy and Ariana, and that's just like hilarious. And that was like her biggest song for so long before
Yeah, it
Thank
really
You Next
was.
came out. And I hate that she doesn't acknowledge it anymore. Like she never talks about problems, so definitely Problem. And I don't know, I really like the 3435 remix as well. I like the energy, the fun vibes they gave in the music video. They're like a really
Yeah, me
fun
too.
trio, so those ones. How about
Love
you?
that. My favorite all female collaborations with Ariana. Definitely the 3435 remix. I wasn't obsessed with at first, but the video really drove it home for me, and now I love it. And I also think TikTok made me like it more. What else? The Iggy Problem video is iconic also, even though like I know she doesn't always like the song, or she has kind of implied she doesn't love Problem anymore, but that video was very iconic. And then what are some of the other ones? I mean, I Don't Do Drugs is the one I'm banging right now. And then I also wish it's I just think about the Charlie's Angels one.
I
I
know
know it
it
didn't
that
really
was
take
so
off.
good.
But having Miley and Lana Del Rey and Ariana was on a song together is insane. Like the fact that that happened, I can't believe.
Right, and the music video was so good. Like it was paid. It did decent on the charts for like a few weeks, but it was like paid dust. Like it should have been better. And the concept was good. And Lana's verse was so good. Like people hated it. I thought it was so good.
I loved
Is that
Miley's
one?
verse on that too.
Yeah,
So
right.
good.
They all brought like the best of themselves, and I have never forgiven society for how they've treated that song.
Okay. So next on my list, so this is going to get a little bit more serious, but I think it's
Oh.
interesting that you brought this up in a video, and I actually didn't even know about them. But you brought up men who have made jokes about the Manchester attack. And I didn't even know, maybe I'd heard about the Pete Davidson joke about it, because that was while they were dating that came up that
It
he had
was
made a
like
joke about
right,
it.
it was like before. So people were like, why would Ariana be with him if she knew that?
If he said that before. And then Eminem has mentioned it multiple times in songs, which is crazy.
Yeah, he's like annoying and an antagonist, and I just, yeah.
And you also have a video about times Ariana was harassed by men on television, which is crazy. And you name like over 5 times that this has happened. I think the most famous one that's the most recent was at Aretha Franklin's funeral. But you also see this happen with Chris Rock potentially like inappropriately touching her at the Kids' Choice Awards, which is insanity. And a few other instances that you mention, but I was just like, that is insane that like all this behavior has been acceptable.
I know, right? Like those men are wild and disgusting, and so unfortunate that Ariana like continuously has to deal with that. Like it wasn't just like one year, like when she was starting out, like it was like in late 2018. Like that's so annoying, and I hope she never has to deal with that ever again.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so on a lighter note, I want to get your take since you love celebrity couples. Just what are your thoughts on Dalton and Ariana, the wedding? I want to know all your thoughts.
My thoughts on Dalton and Ariana. I mean, I'm kind of upset that we don't know Dalton that well. Not that we like are entitled to that or like deserve to know Dalton at all, but I wish we knew Dalton more. I like them together though. Like any clip or any video we've gotten to see of them, super, super cute. I love how they did their wedding. I love how the engagement was like long, but not like too long. Like I feel like it was a good time span for everything. And yeah, the wedding was super beautiful. She looked really beautiful. Their house that they did it at was amazing. So I'm here for it, but I wish we knew Dalton more. How about you?
That's a very good point. Yeah, I agree. Every single video of them is adorable. And I just kind of love this for her. I like that she has a private relationship. I like that she's just been a little bit more private lately. I know the fans are sad she's not as active online as much as she used to be, but I love this kind of like grown and sexy era that she's in right now.
Yeah, right. Like put like positions is like you can tell like she wrote those songs for her husband. Like, you know, like I love the new era. I love all like the music, and I since like the music is so amazing, I hope it's like representative that their relationship is like the best thing in the world and like they're so happy. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
love that. Okay, well, before we wrap, are there any other thoughts, feelings you have about Ariana Grande that you want to
Oh my God, I
share?
don't know. I'm obsessed with her. I could talk about her forever. It could be in this podcast every day. I don't have any specific thoughts that I feel the need to share. at the moment. Do you have any thoughts you or any other topic you want to say anything about?
Well, I do want to ask you. I know we kind of just jumped into talking about Ariana, and I didn't really get a chance to ask you. Just kind of like you mentioned how you started as an Ariana TikTok account, but kind of how has the journey been for you? You just hit a million. What are kind of your goals for the future with your TikTok?
Yeah, so I'm very thankful and like grateful for the following on TikTok and that people enjoy my videos and like sit through them and like them. I'm very appreciative of like everyone who decided to follow. So shout out to everyone, shout out to my followers. And then in the future, I don't know. I mean, this really hasn't been going on for like that long. Like I definitely wanted to have a following on TikTok one day, but it's definitely happened very fast. So the future is definitely not like completely, like I don't have anything like planned at the moment, I guess, but I guess you don't really like need a plan. For college too, I was like going to school for like journalism. Like I worked at my school like news station, and I wanted to like work in entertainment news. So like the fact that this goes completely like hand in hand with that is very exciting. So like something I'd like to manifest for the future is like being on E! News, like interviewing people, like hosting, anything like that. Like I would love doing all of that. So,
I
and
love
of
that. I
course, still
totally see
growing
you.
on TikTok.
Yes, I love that. I totally see you going that area, going into that area. I love that for you.
Oh, thank you.
And wait, how fast was did you grow on TikTok?
My first video that blew up was December 6th, and I hit a million
Wow.
in 5 months.
Wow.
So
Wow.
I think I hit a million on May 5th. So
Wow.
yeah.
Okay, lucky five is your lucky number then, I guess.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I'm very grateful and I'm happy it will keep going, hopefully.
Love that. Okay, well, Patty, I think we talked about everything. So great to meet you and talk to you.
Oh my God,
So
yeah.
just let all the people know where they can find you.
So you can find me on TikTok at Petty Pop Culture. My Instagram is also at Petty Pop Culture. I don't really post on Twitter, so don't bother finding me there. So yeah, just
Okay,
Instagram and TikTok.
great. Thanks for doing this.
Oh my God, no problem. Thank you for having me. I'm
Yay.
obsessed with this show.
Okay.
Oh
Okay, I want to thank Patty for calling in. It was so great talking to him. I felt like we clicked. It was just really, really fun talking about Ariana with him. And I just cannot thank him enough. So follow him. And as always, make sure you're following the podcast at Ariana Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Subscribe or follow wherever you're listening. Leave me a 5-star review. And yeah, I'll see you next time for another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. Bye. Peace.